What is up, D-Facts? Back for another new comic book day video. And in case you're new, this is the hottest selling new comic books for the new comic book days falling in April of 2024. All the data that you're going to see and all the insight that you're going to hear is collected from the boys over at Comic Nation. They take real sales data from their comic shop and they break it all down. So make sure if you like this information, you like this type of video, give them a follow, give them a look. All their information is going to be down in the description below. They work real hard on these lists, guys. So make sure you're giving them a shout out, all right? So before we get into all that, say what up to my boy, The Butcher. What up, baby?
What up, guys? Comic Nation, thank you so much for always providing us with all this information to pump out to the community. List is good this week, man. I mean, not as strong as last month's video, but we got some heaters on here. We'll talk about them.
But you know what? I think there's a shift in new comic book day and what we're seeing and what people are going after. So stay tuned to see that because it's interesting. All right. And also stay tuned for the giveaway, guys. Every video, once a month, Comic Nation does an electronic gift certificate to their store. So you could order back issues or new comics. So make sure you stay tuned for the video. Find out who won last month's giveaway and then find out how to enter this month's giveaway. All right. So without further ado, let's get into the list. All right, guys, before we get into the top five, we got an honorable mention. Here it is. Ultimate Spider-Man number 4, the Matias Manahini. I should have figured out how to say that before this video, right? Ultimate special variant from Marvel Comics releasing April 24th, 2024. So here's what Comic Nation has to say. Although she has not been introduced in the first three issues, Earth 6160, Gwen Stacy's first cover appearance on this variant caught our attention. Some people seem to feel that Earth 6160 first appearances of existing 616 characters are not a big deal. Still, it's important to remember that these characters can potentially be very different from their 616 counterparts. For example, Earth 6160 Reed Richards is Doom, and Earth 1610 became the Maker. Guys, that's two really big characters. So listen to what these boys are saying, all right? Judging by this cover, it appears that she's in a relationship with Harry Osborn. Once word began to spread that this was indeed a new Ultimate Universe Gwen Stacy on the cover, sales started taking off. The cover art was released only days before FOC, so we think that they may have been a lot higher if more people knew about this. Will she appear in this story? Will there be major differences between this version and her 616 version? We are eager to find out. So again, guys, just to clarify, we're talking about books that were pre-ordered for April. I'm not sure if I said that earlier, but just in case I didn't. So before, though, this is like the stuff you need to know before FOC. In case you miss FOC, this is what that list is for, right? So I don't know if I clarified that before, but anyway. So honorable mention, I think they hit it right on the head using the example of Reed Richards' Doom and Reed Richards' The Maker. It's a perfect example. It's one of those ones that you may want to just take a peek at. It's kind of a decent cover. I like the colors on it. Nothing crazy going on, but I just like the different colors. You got a first cover appearance. I don't know. Jay, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, listen, the title's been hot, right? And just like you said, the guys over at Comic Nation hit the nail right on the head with Reed Richards' Doom, and especially The Maker, because that's a sleeper book, and we've seen that in that Venom series by Donny Cates. So, I mean, at the end of the day, guys, collect what you like, but it's first cover appearance. If you're a fan, I mean, huge cult following with this character, so if you're a fan, something you might want to roll the dice on.
Ultimate Comics, we've said it over the last 2 months, and it continues this month. That's where things are shifting to, all right?
For the cover buy of the month, we have Ultimate Black Panther number 3, the Boss Logic Ultimate Special Variant by Marvel Comics, released in April 17th, 2024. Here's what the boys over at Comic Nation had to say. Another Ultimate Special Variant is on our list this week, and we can't say we are surprised. Boss Logic has done a great job with this Ultimate Black Panther cover. There was a lot of buzz about this variant for quite a while because it was revealed months before final order cutoff. This Earth 6160 Killmonger depiction is stunning, and we can't wait to see it in person. We feel it perfectly encapsulates what a cover buy is. This variant sold out, and all the others for this issue combined. One of the major storylines in this series is that Earth 6160 Storm and Killmonger are a freedom-fighting couple. Although not much has been revealed yet, we think this storyline has a ton of potential. This is not the last Ultimate Special variant for Boss Logic. He was hinted on social media we may be getting a Namor cover. Nothing is confirmed yet. We are keeping our eyes open for the potential Earth 6160 Namor introduction. This series has been great so far, and we could see it up being on May's top-selling list as well. Guys, Boss Logic has been killing covers. He always has. Not only that, he always kills concept ideas of artists portraying characters on his IG. So no surprise here that this is the cover by. He absolutely killed this depiction of Killmonger as Black Panther on this cover. So, I mean, Ultimate Books, Matt, they are, it seems like the Ultimate Books are spiking up, and everyone's part of this Ultimate 6160 universe right now.
Everyone's on the bandwagon. The aftermarket has been very, very hot since this started for these books and the books prior, right? Some of the character appearances and the storylines that led up to this, those books have been really hot. And guys, I think if there's a sure thing on this list, I got to be honest, it might be this cover. Because if we saw his last Ultimate Comics book, it had the Storm cover, right, Jay?
Yeah,
that thing went bananas on the yep. secondary market. So now you have the counterpart to this power couple that they're going to be portraying here. And then maybe a follow-up with Namor. Guys, you need all three of those. If you miss the Storm, it may be too, you know, maybe wait a little while because that thing's still hot. Don't miss out on this. Try to run to your LCS and grab it. Because worst case scenario, you got it at cover price, and it's an amazing, amazing cover by a little bit of an under the radar artist in Boss Logic. All right, top five, guys. Let's get into the actual list here. Surprise, surprise, it's not a list without a Star Wars book, Jay. So, Star Wars Darth Vader number 45, the Giuseppe Comancoli Master and Apprentice variant from Marvel Comics, releasing April 10th, 2024. Another Star Wars variant that features characters that have been introduced in live action before comic books. These are always a safe bet. Last new comic book day, Omega from the Bad Batch animated series made her comic book debut on a variant, and that book has been seeing strong aftermarket sales already. Will this issue follow suit? We think it has the potential to. This variant marks the first cover appearance of Baylan Skoll and his apprentice Shin Hati, two characters that many consider a bright spot from the Ahsoka Disney Plus series. The key here is that the variant flew under the radar at FOC. Looking at the eBay listing supply right now, it looks like more copies were ordered at FOC than the Omega variant, and he's talking about the cover appearance Omega from the Bad Batch. We will still have to wait and see if there is enough supply to meet the demand that will come with this issue. Star Wars cover appearances tend to hold quite a bit of weight with collectors, and it is not uncommon to see them pop up on variants before they do in the stories. So, guys, I think he's right. These characters were probably the highlight of the Ahsoka series, or at least they were definitely up there. Hey, we're not big Star Wars aficionados as far as the comic book goes. So listen to these guys when they tell you. The cover appearances do hold a lot of weight. We saw it happen with the Omega character. Don't assume that it's 100% going to do exactly the same because, like they said, a little bit more supply. So I think they pretty much, you know, nailed it. You know, there's not a lot to add here from what the boys over at Comic Nation had to say. So, Jay, anything to add?
Nah, I just like it, man. The Master Apprentice variant right off the bat, that sounds great. Just like you said, I like what they're doing now, putting in characters that already appeared on the show into comic books now. Kind of gives fans of the show a reason to read comic books and vice versa. So I'm not a big Star Wars guy, but I know it has its, you know, ups and downs. But here you go, guys. If you're a Star Wars fan, something you definitely want to grab on FOC.
There you go. Also, it could be a nice barometer for the people making the live action to say, like, hey, look at what the comic did
right
for these characters. So, unfortunately, one of these characters passed away, right? Ray Stevenson, right? So, I don't think we'll see his character again, right? So,
he was an awesome Punisher. A lot of people hate on that Punisher movie. I thought that was so comic book accurate and over the top, like, violence. But that's a whole different topic.
Yeah, we can go off on that one. So the sponsor and curator of this data for the show, as we said before, is Comic Nation, the world's finest comic shop. We got some discount codes for you guys. So Defects10 gets you 10% off that first order. Defects gets you 5% off all additional orders, 15% off all free all FOC comic book pre-orders, 5% cash back in Comic Book Nation currency on all orders. So you add that all together, you're either getting 30%, 25% off if you're pre-ordering and you're using the Defects code. So head over to comicnation.us or check them out on Instagram and start that pull list today. Tell them the Defects sent you. All the links are down in the description below. Hit them with number four, Jay.
All right, guys, coming in at number four, Spider-Woman number 6, the main cover for Marvel Comics, releases April 17th, 2024. A few months ago, Marvel released new champion variants. These variants were announced hot off the heels of Spider-Boy's introduction. When the variants were released, Marvel said that we may be seeing them pop up in stories, and they were not kidding. First, we got confirmation that Maystorm, the character that was depicted on the X-Men New Champions, would be featured in Ultimate X-Men title. That book exploded in value and seeing sales of $40 plus right now. Then we saw the New Champion show in the last Timeless one-shot. They were shown just one panel, and it included most of them, and they were accompanied by Spider-Boy. Maystorm was not depicted in that panel. Fast forward to the release of Marvel solicitations for May 2024, and lo and behold, we saw the Cap and Wasp mashup character from the new Captain America New Champions variant on the cover of Spider-Woman, number 7. That book is now selling between $15 and $20. It doesn't end there. We then got the release of the new Web of Spider-Man one-shot, and we even saw more new champions teased in this Spider-Woman story. The Captain America, Incredible Hulk, Immortal Thor, and Moon Knight new champions were all shown on the panel. Then we saw these characters on the cover that was just released for the upcoming Spider-Woman number 8. No question about it, these new champions are coming. We find it interesting that Marvel has chosen this title to introduce them. The solicitation for this issue heavily implies that we will be the issue that introduces them to us, which is why we saw a bunch of orders. Will it be a first appearance? Will it be another cameo? This issue is the issue to keep its eyes on. So we don't know what we're getting for sure, guys, in this issue, but we do know that they are coming, and we do know that the champions are hot. And I like what Comic Nation said. They're not going with a mainstream title to introduce these champions. They're going with Spider-Woman. Not a big fan of the cover, her riding the motorcycle, but again, guys, if you are specking on new champions and you like these new characters' team-ups, this is the book for you, right, Matt?
We need a t-shirt for that.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what? And guys, and if you don't know what that's from, that's because you haven't been hanging out with us on Tuesday nights on eBay Live, selling books, making jokes, having a few drinks. What more do you want at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on a Tuesday night, right? Is that a nice little promo right there?
That's a nice promo, guys. Check us out.
That's right. That's right. Links are down below, guys. But I want to take a second, right? Because the last few weeks, people have been busting chops in the comments for Jay, all right? And I got to defend my boy. That was a long read right there. That was a lot of in and outs. Okay, he almost threw it a perfect game, and there was just one seeing eye single in the ninth, but he closed it out. Okay, one hitter shutout. I think that was very good. Come on, guys, stop busting his balls. He killed that one. That one was confusing, and it was long, all right?
After last week, I subscribed to Phonics. I got my reading game on. I stopped reading with my finger, so I'm good to go. I'm sober. That's a huge part of it.
Huge, huge.
And it's a Sunday morning that we're recording right now.
That's right, that's right. So quick on the champions. We've seen over the years the different champions teams, and people always dig them. The characters are always, you know, it just... It's a safe bet. You know, these are mashup characters. So to me, that's not something personally I enjoy or collect, but I know a lot of people do. So you're like combining mashup characters with the champions. I don't know. You better grab this at your LCS. If you're into those things or you're into the storyline, this is probably one that will go far on the secondary market. But I understand it's not for everyone. So decide on that. This is one. It's kind of like if you're, you know, like Jay said before, if you're into it, this is the book for you.
This is the book for you.
I love this cover. I love this cover.
Yeah. This is my cover buy of the month.
Yep. So it's funny. When I saw coming in at number 3, we'll talk after. So Avengers Twilight number 5, Daniel Acuna variant. We love Acuna here on the channel. Marvel Comics, April 17, 2024. This series has been increasing in sales month after month as word of mouth about just how good this Chip Zdarsky series has been continues to spread. Daniel Acuña has been on the interior art, but it's been Alex Ross on the covers, and those have been dominating most of the sales. That is up until this issue. Something feels right about an interior artist doing cover art for a book, so we love to see this. The cover features the all-new Hawkeye, which we are looking forward to seeing in action. Sadly, this is the second to last issue. We are hoping that the sales have been strong enough that they will get to revisit this possible future, possibly soon enough. All right, guys. So, Acuña, I love, he has made some absolute banger covers in the past. But Chip Zdarsky, Acuña, I love the old school feel of the cover artist and the interior artist being the same. Because, guys, that's what it used to be. There was never fucking 10 different artists. It was one guy doing everything, right? Sometimes they had an inker because a lot of these guys worked really well together. But a lot of these guys did the interior and the cover. So I love to see it. Love Acuña. What do you think, Jay?
I mean, listen, he's the interior artist on this book, right? I mean, we talk about Chip Zdarsky all the time. Does this guy write anything that's garbage? I don't think so. Everything that he's written from Batman to Daredevil has been phenomenal. But when you have Alex Ross doing your covers and you're the interior artist, you better bring heat when it comes time for you to do your cover. And that's exactly what he did, guys. This is a hot cover. This is my cover buy of the month. And it's a Hawkeye. You rarely see a dope depiction of Hawkeye on covers like this. This is probably the most detailed, nicest Hawkeye cover that I've seen personally.
There you go. Frank Castle as Hawkeye. That's what I'm saying.
There you
Coming back from the dead.
Coming back from the dead.
Guys, also, to enter the giveaway, which we'll be talking about in a minute, got to be a subscriber of the channel. You got to like the video. And then all you got to do is leave a comment down below. That's it. Very simple. We'll make it simple for you guys here. Number two,
Jay. All right, guys. Coming in at number two. No surprises here. Edge of Spider-Verse number 3, the main cover, Marvel Comics, releases April 10, 2024. It looks like people are back to paying attention to the Spider-Verse again. The first issue of the series had low pre-orders, but once people read the story, introduced Weapon 8, the demand started to surge. That led to the book trending on the aftermarket and fetching as much as 4 times the cover price. Pretty impressive for a Spider-Verse number 1. It totally seemed to blindside everyone. That is not happening here. This issue that is slated to introduce Star Spider saw much stronger sales leading up to FOC. As much as people seem to complain about the Spider-Verse and all the new character clutter, these are often strong sellers. We don't think that there will be another under-ordered Spider-Verse book for a while, but a character generates enough excitement on release, demand can always be outweighed by the supply. As for this character specifically, we think he may end up being an interesting take on the Spider character. Actually, it's a she. She essentially an intergalactic female version of Spider-Man. No surprises there, Marvel and Disney. We learned from the first issue not to judge a Spider book verse by its cover, and let's see what happened with this one. So we are getting an intergalactic female Spider-Woman, guys. You know this book is going to soar, for a while at least. And then we'll see if it comes back down to reality. But, I mean, I'm a little shocked, Matt, that we didn't see one certain title on this list this week, but we could talk about that at the end of the video. Okay, and I think I know a reason for that. But yeah, guys, Spider-Verse, another new Spider-Verse character. I get what they're saying, guys. They're kind of flooding the Spider-Verse with all new characters from month to month. We'll see how this one does. Very interesting. I see an upside on this, especially being an intergalactic female Spider-Woman or Spider-Man or whatever Spider-Being.
Right. So Edge of Spider-Verse, the last Spider-Verse character, Spider-Verse title that we saw was, what, maybe 2019, 2020. Obviously, it wasn't Edge of Spider-Verse, but just Spider-Verse. Those books no one really cared about at the beginning, and then those things took off. Months and, yeah, even to this day. I mean,
yep.
Selling, you know, the number one and the number two, some of those variants, they still go for very pricey. You know, they're very pricey. So don't sleep, but don't overpay, like Jay said. If you miss it at your LCS recover, wait a little bit. I have a feeling it's going to come down, and then it may just be a long-term hold. It's always spider characters are always a safe bet to just have stored away, you know? All right, guys. So the boys over at Comic Nation are kind enough to do a $30 giveaway, gift certificate to their store, electronic gift, you know, so you don't have to go there. It's electronic gift card. And again, all you got to do to enter into the video, into the contest is like the video, be a subscriber of this channel, and comment down below. Very, very simple. So this is going to be drawn. The winner of this video will be drawn on next month's video. So make sure you come back and watch. All right. Because we're about to draw the winner from last month's video. So if you're the winner, hit us up at Pressable Defects on IG or at PressableDefects@gmail.com. All right. Let's run it.
I know go. What comment's going to be. It's going to be the comment that the guy says I can't read well.
100%. So I got the link copied in. We're adding comment replies, filtering duplicate users. One winner. 3 + 9 = 12 for those of you counting at home. Get the comments. 42 unique. Here we go. There you go. Void Rivals is awesome. One of the best books on the stands. Happy it's back. Joan Junjulus, 7917. I'm always afraid to read the names because I feel like after I say it, it's going to be something bad. But congratulations, Joe J. Triple J. JJJ. We're going to call you Triple J. Triple J, 7917. Congrats on the win. Appreciate you commenting. And like I said, hit us up and make sure you're following us for next month's video so you can find out if you won that $30 gift card from today's video.
And that segues right in, Matt, because that's what I was talking about earlier.
You were,
this,
yeah.
This is the first Comic Nation FOC video we have done where Void Rivals has not appeared. And if you know why, put it in the comments. I want to see who's up on their shit right now.
Guys, rounding out the list, number one, no surprise here, Ultimate X-Men number 2, the main cover from Marvel Comics, releasing April 10th, 2024. And again, back to the new champions. The first question we had when we got our shipment of Ultimate X-Men number 1 was whether or not May Storm appeared in this issue. She did not. That's interesting considering she was depicted on multiple covers, but we have been seeing more and more of that. As a matter of fact, she has already been featured on 5 covers before this issue is slated to be released. As for an in-story appearance, she did appear briefly in the pages of Ultimate Universe number 1, but that was objectively a cameo. This issue is all but confirmed to be her first full appearance. As a result, sales went wild. No doubt about it, there's widespread heavy-duty interest in this character. Now, with how heavily people pre-order this issue, it would not surprise us if the print run rivals the first issue. We think the new Champions variant featuring Maystorm will always be the biggest and most sought-after Maystorm book. It blindsided everyone, as there were no plans at the time to feature this character anywhere. That doesn't mean this first full in-story appearance does not have potential, especially if the series continues to do well. So guys, interesting to see what will happen with this character. We talked about her earlier. We're talking about her again now. We're talking about Ultimate X-Men again a month later. And this is something that happens late, definitely more in modern comics. And we've seen it with like a character like Joaquin Torres. We see this where the character appears on covers before in story, right? We've seen that. We see that a lot more in modern. What carries the weight? I don't think there's really a rule as of yet. It really depends on the book and the cover, right? How good was that first cover appearance versus how good is that first full appearance in story? So it'll be curious to see what happens here. They're saying that her first cover on the, which one was it? The New Champions variant will be the biggest book. That's their call. And it may be, and it may fluctuate. But if you're into this character, if you're specking heavy on this character or you just like this character, you got to have this as well, Jay.
Yeah, I agree, man. I mean, they gave Peach the reins with the Ultimate X-Men title. I'm not a big fan of most Peach Momoko's work, but when it comes to covers like this, this is where she excels. This is a cover I could appreciate. Not only that, this is a perfect book for a remark and a signature because you got a ton of space there where you could get something dope done. I mean, I disagree with the boys here. I think this is going to be her cover appearance that spikes, guys. This is a dope depiction and new character. Momoko killed this one. Listen, I beat her up when she deserves to get beat up, but I praise her when she does right, and this is a cover that fits her style for sure.
All right, boys and girls, that wraps up this week's video. Make sure you are subscribed to the channel, liking the video, and commenting down below to enter in the giveaway. And even if you're not entering in the giveaway, just let us know what you're reading. What did you pick up last month? What did you miss? What did you have to buy on the secondary market? Let us know if you're into the Ultimate Comics hype, because that has been taking over the list the last 3 months. And guys, make sure also, like I said, you're following us on eBay Live. Books starting at $1, keys all day, and it's just a blast. Even if you're not there for books, we're having such a good time over there, it's not even funny. So Tuesday nights, 9:30 p.m. Eastern. The link is going to be down below to follow our store. If you follow our store, it'll let you know when we go live. And then also you'll see a link to the stream. Well, actually this week we don't have an eBay Live auction because we are getting ready for KingCon, and that is something else you guys want to pay attention to, because we are going to be streaming live on eBay from KingCon, selling remarks, signatures, original, like art, just create keys, exclusives, just everything you could think of. If you were at a con that you'd want to do, if you can't make it to KingCon, we're bringing it to you. So that's going to be 2 p.m. Eastern on Saturday, April 6th. So again, make sure you're following us on eBay Live so you know when we go live. All right, boys and girls, until the next New Comic Book Day video, catch you on the next one. Later, defects.